You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on September 21st, 2022, and is titled, This Land is His Land. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
These pulpits should be ministers for good and evil in our town, and encourage men and women who own a piece of God's created earth to make it holy and covenant with God, and piece by piece and neighbor by neighbor, we finally give the land back to God. I've been doing county by county for 2 years now. I've been all over this United States. I've taken communion on courthouses and all this different. You know what I've been doing now? I've been driving around to people's places, talking to them about this, and we've been praying, and we've been coveting their land, coveting with God, making covenants so that the land will be holy and that God would rule in the land, that we give the land back to God. How many of y'all know that if we could give America back to God, America would be different than she is now? That's real estate. The reason you got all this junk going on in your town is because you sold it to the highest bidder. You sold it to the highest bidder. Let me tell you one last story about that. There's a guy named Esau that did that. Just go ahead and sell out for the best smelling pot of stew. Your birthright. Well, it doesn't matter. We're going to heaven. Really? What if Jesus tarries for 3 more generations? How do you think it's going to go for your grandchildren's kids? How are we doing? Well, it's all about me. I mean, I'm here. You know, I got to make a lot of money. You know, I got to buy some stuff. You know, it's just about me. I got to get my 401k fixed. I got to get, you know, I got to get my stuff. We're good. Everybody's prayed the prayer. We're all going to heaven. We're good. Not according to the promise of Abraham. I gave you a piece of God's created earth. God said, I gave you a piece of what I made. If it's deeded to you, and I want you to give it back to me. If it's yours, I want you to give it back. You don't own any land, that's fine. But if you do, have you given it to God? Go read Acts. I believe it's chapter 5. See if you mean it or not. And if you have, then rule in it with Jesus as your king. And you be the priest. And let it all be holy. Let it all be your sanctuary. Let your home be the place where people want to come to, where your children want to come home to. A place of peace, a place of love, and a place of joy. Because the Word of God has been alive and active in your land. The land, great state of New Mexico, is too pretty. It's what happened. It's too pretty. I was been up there monkeying around some, and I've been trying to find me a little piece of land over there. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell Robin. By the way, Robin's up seeing her dad again today, so she didn't quit church. We're still married. Everything's good. She just had to go see Gerald. Yeah, keep her in your prayers. It's a tough time. But it's too pretty. So all the liberal wingdings in the world want to get them a ranch. You know, they've made too much money in the entertainment business. Or doing the, you know, they've collected the sin tax. And now they can buy the land. We sell to the highest bidder. That's why the Chinese are accumulating all of Oklahoma for their marijuana crops. Hey, the next time you hear a pulpit saying this out loud, send me the video. I'd like to hear another guy say it. I don't mind saying it. We don't need our inheritance. We don't need our birthright. Let's just sell out to the highest bidder. There's a lot of people claim to be Christians, and they own a lot of land. Does God own it back? Are we going to get real about this? Where you stand? At your sanctuary? Holy place? This is all for real. Because of theologies, we've tried to escape, neglected our responsibilities. But the last thing I want to tell you, can't do much about this town. I've tried for 20 years and it ain't worked very good. I can't do much about my country. I've tried like crazy. Wore out two pickups driving around. I don't know if I've done any good or not. I'm going to tell you, on 9.9 acres on County Road 1033, I'm in charge of what comes in and I'm in charge of what goes out. I'm even kind of in charge of what comes down my road. Isn't that right, Sheriff? Every now and then, I'll just deputize myself. Sheriff will have to talk to me for a minute so I don't get myself thrown in the kabooski over here. There's just things that are right and things that are wrong and things we're just not going to participate in. But one thing's for sure, my wife and I own that land, and we have given it to the Lord Jesus Christ. To do as he will. It's really confusing sometimes when you spend a whole year, half a year building your mom a house and she doesn't live long enough to get the sheets dirty. Then you wake up one day and all of a sudden people are stopping by because we have sanctuary, the presence of God. We don't preach to anybody at our house. We just love on them. Answer questions. Seems like people come to our house and have a lot of questions. We pet on our horses. A little old deal I don't think I showed you today, Murph, but it come up again, and I promise I'm fixing to quit. But I did a little old deal on a podcast, and I use this a lot everywhere I'm at, but I was talking about believing in God. And I said, if you don't believe in God, go home and stare at your horse until you do. Because Nassau can't make one. General Motors can't make one. They came from somewhere. So just sit on a bucket and stare at your horse till you believe in God. I don't know how many TikToks have been made with my voice. I don't have TikTok, but they keep sending them to me. Like hundreds of thousands of people now have heard my voice, different pictures of horses and stuff, and they'll put that thing on there, and then it goes out everywhere. Well, there's another one today, and it wasn't TikTok, it's something else. And a nice lady from Canyon sent it to me in a text, and she said, "Is that your voice?" I thought, "That's your voice." And I said, "Yes, it is." And she said, "You are famous." Come up here and I'll preach at you till you wore out. Come to my house and we'll just stare at a horse. Let's see which one works the best. I'm not here to preach you into heaven. I'm here to send you out those doors. Place your foot. Give glory to God. Honor his creation. Deed your land back to him. Obey him. And let's see how this goes. Now, is there a hole in the boat? You, Don, I got a hole in the boat? I mean, really? Because you know how it goes. I'm leaving town and I'm telling them all. I don't keep none of this for myself and I don't keep it in the file cabinet. I go tell it. I think we're on to something. We're on a land acquisition for God. It was already His to start with. He let us have deed to it. We can give Him back. It's called reconciling all things unto myself. It's pretty cool, really, isn't it? Anybody got anything you want to say, add to, or anything else? Well, I'm going to pray and I'm going to close. Back in the good old days, I'd say, if you want to covenant your land or your family, you come down to this altar. I'm going to challenge you sometime between now, oh Lord, thank you, between now and the Feast of Booths, to go home, take communion at your house, on your land if you own some land, or just on your furniture if you own some furniture. If you only own a car, sit in your car, I don't care. Whatever you have, go share communion with each other. And tell God, if you mean it, tell God, God, I would like to bless you with everything I own today. And because of your blood, because of your body and sacrifice, I'm able to do this. So today, my in harvest is everything I have. I give back to you, Jesus. That wouldn't come from the Lord. That wasn't me. But it sounds like a really good idea. For what those of you on the camera that can't hear, Curtis said, and when it happens a lot during the night, like, and even like right now, I get such a presence of the Lord, I can't even almost stand up. You just feel it. But we'll notice that. A lot of you that are here all the time will stop and say something, or we realize the presence of God. And He said it was different tonight. It was a reverence amongst the people. One of two things was happening in here. Either you were hearing something you wanted to receive because everybody was quiet and paying attention. I hope that's how it was. Or you're just bored to death and ready for me to shut up so you can go home. But I think in this group of people, there's a reverence that says, Lord, I think You're on to something with us. We want to hear it. We're going to go home and obey it. Tell us more. Teach us Your ways, O Lord, the most excellent way. That peaceful reverence of God. So, anybody else? I tell you, there's a lot of times God gets really close and I get to whispering. Sometimes I have to shout to wake up the people, but I ain't never got to shout to wake up God. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I just want to thank You tonight for Your word, and I just believe it's a word that has come from You, and Your word confirms everything that, God, we have responsibility. We've been blessed with our land and our families and the promise of Abraham, and God, it is so exciting. That, Lord, that we could give this back to You as an offering. So, Lord, tonight I just thank You for the ears that came to hear. The families that are represented here. I thank You, Jesus, for their homes and their dwellings. I thank You, Lord, that it was never Your intent to divide everything up and to displace people and to have the chaos. That's not Your plan. Lord, at home we can live in a kingdom of joy, peace, and love. Your holy presence. I thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. What You bought for us, and now we can give back. Reconcile all things unto You. To Your glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.